confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Neil, and joining me in the studio today is Lee.
Hi there.
On this program, we answer your questions about English. So, Lee, cast your eyes over this one from Sun Ling.
Ah, Neil, 让我看看孙玲的问题。To cast your eyes over something, 意思就是看一看。不过 to cast 作为动词呢，还有其他一些用法。
And that's exactly what Sun Ling wants to know more about. She writes, I don't know how to use the word cast, as it has a lot of different meanings. Which ones are used most frequently?
孙玲想让我们解释一下 cast 这个词的多种用法。So Neil, what is the most common use of the word cast then?
Cast is most commonly used as a verb to describe something being thrown or falling upon something else.
第一个意思呢是投掷。Neil, 你能举个例子吗？
Well, a fisherman might cast his net or throw it into the sea to catch fish.
是的，形容渔民在海上撒网捕鱼时就是 cast his net into the sea.
And during an election, you will cast your vote, literally moving the piece of paper into the ballot box.
Of course. 大选的时候我们经常听到 cast 这个词。Cast your vote 意思是投票，把自己的那一票投到选票箱里。
It can also be used metaphorically.
Metaphorically, 比喻的用法，这点非常重要。Cast 有哪些比喻的用法呢？
For example,I asked you at the start to cast your eyes over the question. So you throw your eyes upon the words on the page. If the weather is overcast, the clouds might cast a shadow on the ground. So the shadow falls on the ground.
回到节目开始时的那句话 ,Neil 呢让我把眼睛投到纸上。这就是一种比喻因为我不可能把我的眼珠子抠下来扔到什么地方。比喻用法还包括天上的云彩给大地投下了一缕缕的云影。
In many fairy tales, a wicked witch might cast a spell over someone. Think of it as throwing an evil spell at someone.
对了，别忘了施展巫术的那些巫婆或者巫师。To cast a spell, an evil spirit at someone.
One phrase that you might read quite a lot in English is to cast doubt upon something.That means something is questioned.
另外在广播里和电视上我们还经常听到人们说他们对什么事情表示怀疑 to cast doubt upon something.
Let's hear some examples of to cast doubt upon something.
The results of the by-election have cast doubt upon the political party's future.
The newspaper article cast doubt upon the ability of the government to solve the banking crisis.
以上是典型的媒体用语，不过 cast 还有很多其他的用法。
So, we've seen that there are many uses of cast as a verb, mostly to do with the idea of throwing or movement.
Need some language help? Ask us a question.
你问问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
以上我们讲解了 cast 作为动词的一些主要用法，不过它也可以用作名词。Can you give us some examples of cast as a noun, Neil?
Okay, let me see. Do you like going to the theatre?
Yes, I love the theatre.
Well, the group of actors in a play is called the cast.
啊，对了，一部影片、电视剧或者戏剧的整个剧组或演出班子就是 the cast. That's a useful word to know.
And how about this? If you break your arm, what happens?
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. 如果你把胳膊摔断了 you go to the hospital.
Well, yes, that's true, but what happens there?
医生将给你打石膏。The doctor will cover your arm in plaster.
And that plaster is called a...
Oh, cast!
Exactly. Your arm will be put into a plaster cast, which becomes hard.So as you can see, there really are dozens of meanings behind the word cast.
是的，好了，孙玲，希望今天我们呢回答了你的问题。不过就像你说的 ,cast 这个英语单词的确有很多用法。不过如果你能掌握以上的这七八个主要的用法呢，那就是非常令人欣慰的了。
And don't forget that if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can send us an email.
是的，如果其他同学也有英语学习上的问题，请发电子邮件。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Bye.
Bye.